Be'o Perikei Mishnah Aleph, we're on the subject of making an extra tircha, tircha yisera, a lot of extra effort on yontif. Mashilin peres derech aruba b'yontov. You are allowed to take fruit and lower them through the skylight on yontif. You spread out fruit or grain or something on your roof for it to dry, but it looks like it's going to rain outside, and so you want to save the crops from the roof because it's going to be a huge monetary loss for you. So to get them inside and out of the rain, you're allowed to lower them through the skylight because that's considered a very small amount of effort. You're simply shoving them through the skylight and tossing them in. Of course, what the fruit are going to look like when they hit the floor, I don't know, but it's better than if you were going to have to pick them up and throw them through a window that is on the side of the house, because then you would have to be picking the produce up and throwing it, and that would be considered tircha yisera of a lo b'Shabbos. But on Shabbos, even this massive financial loss that you might have from the peros isn't enough to allow you to make such a tircha yisera. U'mechasen peros b'kelim mipnei hadelef. If you have a water drip, like, for example, I don't know, a shul with a roof where water seems to drip down quite a lot from different spots in the shul. And if you've got fruit out there underneath the water, then you're allowed to cover it with like a drop cloth to keep it dry. Although for yontif, you're not really doing the malacha that you need for any kind of yontif need, but the financial loss, again, would bother you if everything got ruined by the dripping water. B'chein kadei yayin, and also if you have pitchers of wine, b'chadei shemen, or pitchers of oil. This is not a big chiddush if it's regular wine and oil, so the Gemara says that it's tevel, which you can't use until you take out the trumas and maestras, so they're mukta. At tevel, you're not allowed to use or move around on yontif because it's useless in its current state. Even that you can cover up with drop cloths so that it's not going to get ruined. And if we are in the aforementioned shul with the dripping roof where water is coming in, you can put a keli under the dripping water on Shabbos, an empty container, like, I don't know, a garbage can or something, and that will catch the water and put it under the leak. And then when it fills up, you can empty it out as you need to. Mishnah Beis. Kol shechayav aleihem mishum shavus. Anything that you are usher to do, or you'd be chayev to be mechaper on, because you did a derabanan. So there's some kind of isra derabanan that you're not allowed to do, mishum rishus, whether it's an isra derabanan because of something that is not required, not mandatory, and we'll see examples in a minute, or mishum mitzvah, or even something that you would be able to do a mitzvah with it, but midrabanan you can't do it. If it's b'Shabbos, chayav on alav b'yontif. If you're chayav on it for Shabbos and you're not allowed to do that, it's prohibited, then chayav on alav b'yontif, you're also chayav to do it on yontif as well. So you're not allowed to do that on yontif either. Ve'eluhin mishum shavus. And here are the following examples of something that you're not allowed to do because of the derabanan. Lo'olin b'ilon. You're not allowed to climb a tree. The rabbanan were worried that you were going to rip off branches or fruit or something while you were climbing up. And that would be a malacha. V'lo rochven al gabe behema. You're not allowed to ride on a behema because, again, you may break off a branch to whip the behema with while you're riding faster, faster. And as a result, you will do a malacha simply because of the activity that you were doing, which, midrabanan, you shouldn't do. V'lo shaten al pnei hamayim. And we don't swim on the water. The rabbanan are worried that you're going to make a raft or a life preserver or something if, presumably, you start to drown, I guess. And so, as a result, you would do a malacha of kotzer, of reaping something as you were on your way. V'lom etapchim, and nobody can clap their hands. V'lom esapkin, and you're not allowed to slap your legs, slap your thighs. V'lom meraktin, and you're not allowed to dance. These are things that go along with singing, and if you sing, you might play your guitar while you're doing it, and if you play your guitar might break, and then you would repair it, and that would be usher on Shabbos or Yontif. So it seems a little bit extensive in terms of the indirect issues, but nevertheless, you can't do these things. Ve'eluhim mirshom rishus. But the following midrabanans are usher because of rishus. Lo donin. And you are not allowed to judge a din Torah, like a financial lawsuit, on yontif, because even though this might be connected to a mitzvah a little bit, but it's called a rishus because it's not required. V'lo mekadshim, and you're not allowed to get engaged, not engaged really, but an erusin. You're not allowed to make kiddushin on Shabbos, where the husband gives a bride a ring or something that's worth money. At that point, actually, legally, they're married, even though they have to still finish Nisuin. In those days, you would do it a year earlier. Velo chaltzin, and you don't do chalitza either. This is called a rishus because if there's another brother, for example, then the other one could do yibum or chalitza, and so your particular chalitza isn't required. Velo miyabmin, and you're not allowed to perform yibun with the actual act of marriage because there's a legal act being taken, and so as a result, you're going to be married. Now, all of these things have legal issues to them, and the idea is that we're worried there's going to be ksiva. The judge who's doing the din Torah, the person who's doing chalitza, yibum, the person who's doing kiddushin, may forget themselves, and they may want to write things down. Maybe you'll write a ksuba, a shtar chalitza was used for chalitza, there was a document there, so we're worried about ksiva as a possibility. The Elohim Mishum Mitzvah, and the following Rabbanan Zerasser, even though there's mitzvahs involved, Lo Makdishin, you're not allowed to make something hekdesh and designate it as kodesh. Velom arichin, and you're not allowed to evaluate somebody. If somebody made a nether saying, I'm going to give the erech, the worth of something or somebody to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to do the quantification of that. Velom macharimin, you're not allowed to make something cherem, which means that you are setting it aside only for the Beis HaMikdash. All of these are like mekach u'memkar, like buying and selling, doing business, not allowed to do that. Those are all mitzvahs, but you can't do them. V'lo magbi and truma meiser, we're not allowed to separate trumas and meisers on Shabbos. You're doing misakein, you're completing something, because now you can eat all of what used to be tevel as well. Kol elu b'yomtev amru. Now, all of these isurim that we said were originally made by the Rabbanon regarding Yontif, Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos. Well, if you can't do them on Yontif, when you can do certain things that you can do on Shabbos, then certainly you cannot do these things on Shabbos either. Finally, Ein bein Yontif l'Shabbos ela ochel nefesh bilvad. The only difference between Yontif and Shabbos, in terms of the melachas that you're allowed to do, are regarding ochel nefesh, preparing food for what you're going to need on Yontif. The Gemara points out that this is a point according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says that thanks to mitoch, just as you can do it for food preparation, you could do the malachas for other reasons. We saw this with fires and things along those lines. So this last sentence in the Mishnah goes according to Beis Shammai.